This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro, my co-host Dave Rothenberg.
Ooh, I hit caps lock by accident.
Can you pay attention, please? We got our amazing producers. How about my guy, RJ Santillo?
We're cursing left and right like sailors.
You little sail, you. And my guy, the warrior himself, Raymond Santiago.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
You finally got him to admit it, Raymond. And of course, as always, we have the company with us. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
How about Robert Ludlow? You want me 8-2?
That might be too much. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Here's every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
Max, I'm done.
Adam Judge is literally twice as good as anyone
on Houston.
Thanks,
thanks for all you do.
We're goodbye. Goodbye.
Dave is such a great conversationalist. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today. Eat it right up. Dave can't wait. Raymond, music, please. There was some concern from Yankees fans, but Hal Steinbrenner steps in last second. The New York Yankees get their guy. You get your captain back. 9 years, $360 million. And now he's off to Hawaii to celebrate. The Knicks make it two straight at home. Julius Randle, monster night. Nets, nice win. Kyrie and KD take over late. Rangers, big win in Vegas. Kids scoring goals. NFL Week 14. Ugh. Kicks off tonight with the Raiders in L.A. to face the Rams. Dave will be locked in. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. But before we get to any of that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that's always dreamed of being in the Giants war room on draft day.
Tell me about the ball he throws. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
And with, let's be honest, quarterback analysis that good, that dream may soon come true. That is our very own Dan Orlovsky, the one and only David Hugh Rothenberg.
Well, good morning. We are on December the 8th of 2022, and RJ and I were talking because the two of us had a great conversation, because the two of you were so dialed in that you didn't even involve yourself in the big pre-show meeting, to which RJ said, boy, this better be some open. And in fact, it was some open. It was good. It was very well done. There were a lot of good drops thrown in. Outside of one little hiccup where you kind of fell over the R&R boys, you were almost flawless. So good job by you. I'm proud of you. I think it was a good start to the show. I'm excited for the Thursday. I love the Thursday. You love the Wednesday. I love the Thursday. And I say good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I'd also like to thank Raymond Santiago for all his hard work. Without him, there is no me.
Well, I want to go Jets, and all you want to talk about is John Mayer's ladies.
That was on the cutting room floor, believe it or not.
How did that not make it?
Dave. What I tell you, I mean, it took 7 minutes to get through all the new drops. So at least seven.
There's some good drops.
We didn't even use that.
How did that not make it?
Oh, Raymond, how did we leave that out?
Like I said, there was a lot to get to.
That's so good. That one's so good, though.
There's some beautiful drops. There really are.
We can get it anytime.
I see. You know what happened, though? We added music today. When you add music, it's a whole different element.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. Well, I think that was necessary music. Now, we have it all today, right? We have a lot of calls. We'll get into football, like you mentioned, and it starts to really hit home. Is now, this is week 14. You really see the end of the regular season. It's really close, which is really, really sad. Week 14 tonight, Raiders and Rams, and you're right, and you can mock me if you'd like. I will be all over that game tonight. Locked in to that game tonight.
I think everyone will be. That's the beauty of the NFL. Not a great matchup. Rams are decimated by injury.
It's a terrible matchup.
Yeah, but you find reasons to watch it. There's Devontae some, Adams right, is on
well,
your,
you have Josh Jacobs on your fantasy team, or you know, you pull a little money on one of the teams. Or the, you're right. I mean, that's the amazing thing about football is that a game that is as bad as this, and let's be honest, a bad game, right? Raiders have a glimmer of hope. Rams are absolutely done, and they don't even have any of their star players, and we're talking about it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Because we're excited to watch it, believe it or not.
That's the NFL. That's how dominant the NFL is. So I think we know where we have to start, probably spend the bulk of the show. But what do we have today? We have a little observations. We have some DHIF. We have a lot of calls at 1-800-919-3776. This has to be the biggest sigh of relief. And by the way, I am not happy with Aaron Judge or his camp or the Yankees whatsoever. Mm. Not even a little bit am I happy. 804?
Well, no, forget his camp. I mean, is it his camp or he told the Yankees Tuesday night, they said.
And 804?
Yeah, it's the Yankees' fault. They didn't. I mean, they waited. I called his teammates on Tuesday, told the Yankees, I guess, on Tuesday. I'll tell you what, though, after listening to the whole breakdown from the great, handsome Michael Kay, I don't care what my plans are in Hawaii. I could just be laying on the beach. I don't care. I will go back to New York, take the physical, sign the contract so it's guaranteed, and then I will meet you in Hawaii if I have to. There is no way I'm agreeing in principle to a deal and then going on vacation before the physical is passed and the deal becomes official.
Isn't it obvious that this guy doesn't stress about anything?
No, I think he stresses about things, but I mean that's crazy.
Why?
I don't even because I'm nuts like that.
Because he's on a jet ski and he slips off and all of a sudden all that $360 million just goes bye-bye?
No, that's the Giants and that's ATVs.
No, that wasn't a contract, though.
No, but it affected his money and it affected your team.
Oh, it affected the team a lot.
No, he's too smart to do any of that stuff. He's going to relax. This has been
right.
a stressful
he's
going to
lie
time.
On the beach.
Unwind. I'll tell you what, thank God for Hal Steinbrenner.
Here's my question to you. And 1-800-919-3776 Yankees fans, I know it's a big sigh of relief. You must feel great this morning. Well, by the way, let's close this one. 804, really? Really, 804?
I know. Well, we should have said, listen, hey, we should have made the appropriate phone call and said we want back on. It's going to be our time anyway. Let's come back on.
And just stolen it?
Well, it's not stealing. It's ours.
Well, it's not ours yet.
Well, kind of.
Well, not yet. It's not ours till January the 3rd.
Pretty much.
So you want to steal it?
Yeah, I think we just cut in for an hour.
Well, where were you with that idea?
I mean,
that's
asked.
Great. That's great 24 hours later, but where were you yesterday at 8:05?
I was not asked. I didn't think about it until it was too late.
We should have run back in.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We are interrupting KJM with important Yankees news, and then we just take it over.
Because we're really, I mean, let's be honest, we're more equipped to answer the phones and take the calls on that.
I think so. Yep. And I think people would have enjoyed our analysis of it. But regardless, if you're a Yankees fan, this has to be a huge sigh of relief.
There was real doubt. I mean, when Heyman puts out that tweet that it looks like he's going to the Giants, people were losing their minds.
So here's my question to you. Do you think there's any way that was true? That Heyman heard it's done, he's going to go to the Giants, Yankees caught wind of it, and then that's when Hal made the call and got involved and locked down Aaron Judge.
I think that was probably part of it. I also like to believe that as much as Judge was aggravated with Brian Cashman for leaking that original offer, that's him and Brian Cashman. Kay said all along that Hal Steinbrenner, and Hal said this, was personally involved with this negotiation. And I think that Aaron Judge probably has enough respect for Hal that he would have picked up the phone and said, hey, listen, you know how much I love the Yankees, but here's where we're at. San Francisco has offered me this. Turns out Hal was the one that made that phone call, but then all of a sudden San Diego became a player in this.
And you see what San Diego did in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, they went with Xander Bogaerts
on an 11-year deal. Well, that's
money
good for the
burning.
Yankees, too. You
money
get rid of him from the American League East.
Burning holes in their pockets. They couldn't get rid of it fast enough.
They offered $400 million to Judge. Where do they get all this money from?
You stay classy, San Diego.
And they got Soto that's going to get paid at some point. Yeah, it's just they're printing it out there. It must be the nice weather. You just go spending money.
But so if you live in nice weather, you get extra money to spend in life?
I don't know, because they're paying Tatis 340, Machado 300, and now Bogaerts 280.
I mean, it's they have three of these guys. Now Machado can opt out, and he probably will. So maybe that's part of what their plan is. But then you'd think they'd want to keep Machado. I mean, he's terrific. He's a staple of that team.
Well, you also just traded for Soto, right?
And you got to re-sign him.
You got Hader.
Yeah. I don't know where they get all the money from.
Well, right now it's an arms race between them and the Dodgers, and San Francisco is trying to get involved. And Aaron Judge said nope.
No, but they did get Machaniger, which is nice.
That should be a fun announcement. Yeah. We didn't get Judge, but we got you.
But here's Machaniger, everybody.
Machaniger.
Poor Machaniger.
Put your hands together. But yeah. I mean, didn't we say this yesterday? Didn't we talk about this yesterday? There was always the thought that, and this happens with all big market teams, right? I mean, how many times do we say this with, you know, about the Mets? You know, guys were using the Mets to up their offers from the team they actually wanted to play for. Judge went the other way. Judge used the San Francisco offer to push the Yankees, to milk more money out of the Yankees, because he wanted to be, if the Yankees were going to get to a certain number in years, he wanted to be a Yankee.
Well, he had them.
Oh,
he
had them.
He, they, oh. There's nothing they could do.
It's not even was it even a negotiation at that point?
No, he got exactly what he wanted. He let's be fair. The Yankees got, I guess you could say they got played in this scenario, right?
Well, they did it to themselves. I think the best word was used by Buster only. The Yankees surrendered.
And did people went nuts at that?
That's what happened, though. That's what happened. They offered $213.5 million before the season,
and now it's $360 million
for 7 years, and they ended up at 9 years, $360 million. What else would you call that?
Yeah, no, they absolutely, as he wrote, completely surrendered, and people were very bothered by that. But here is Buster, our dear friend, on Get Up yesterday morning, saying the Yankees, here's what happened. Let's take a look.
The Yankees completely surrendered. Aaron Judge had more leverage than any player in the history of that franchise, more than Babe Ruth, more than Joe DiMaggio, more than Reggie Jackson, more than Derek Jeter. He turned down $213.5 million in the spring from the Yankees, bet on himself, and the final numbers, $360 million, which means that over the course of 6-7 months, the Yankees increased their offer by about 70%.
Wow. And they did surrender. And I don't know why that's so awful. Like the Yankees bet on one way. They lost, and they had to pay the piper. At least they kept them. Be a lot worse today if we were talking about, you know, Aaron Judge, 9 years, $360 million with the Giants, and then Yankee fans would be beside themselves.
I was actually surprised yesterday when I was listening to some of the K-Show that he said he spoke to people around Major League Baseball, and they thought that $213.5 million was a good offer.
Kay said this?
Michael said he spoke to people when the Yankees...
They thought that was a good offer?
They thought that was a good, solid offer.
Really?
That he would consider taking. I was like,
But he wanted to be on par with Mike Trout, and it wasn't on par with Mike Trout.
No, it
now
wasn't.
Now he blew Mike Trout out of the water.
Well, yeah, but on top of that, too, everyone's surprised that the spending is crazy in free agency. This is what happens in free agency.
Yeah. I mean, guys don't get little, unless you're just a guy, right? The stars don't get small contracts when they hit free agency.
Well, especially if the stars are being coveted by teams with the kind of money that the Yankees have, the kind of money that now San Francisco has. Apparently money's not an issue for San Diego, the money that they have. Like when teams like that are competing against each other, this is a bunch of billionaires going, this is my guy I want. Money is not an issue for me. I'm gonna get my guy.
That's right. So if you allow the elite of the elite, the Xander Bogaerts, the Aaron Judges of the world, the Trey Turners of the world, what do you think is gonna happen? You think then they're not gonna get paid? You think they're not gonna get a deal? They're like, well, 11 years, 12 years, 9 years. Like that's what's gonna happen. That's always what's gonna happen. They're gonna get so much money and so much time that you're gonna be shocked by it every time.
No, that's what I was. I was like, wow, why is everyone shocked right now? This is what happens in free agency for the
top-tier
players. It's either they decide, I want more years in less average annual, like Trey Turner did because he wanted to be in Philly, or you get like a Scherzer or a Verlander deal where you're focused more on, you know, average annual. I mean, you got two pitchers that are towards the end of their careers that are making $43 million bucks a season.
Yes. But the only thing I'll say about that, and I heard Michael talking about this, he's like, well, how do you think Judge is a bad signing when the Mets spent $40 million on these two guys? That's short term.
All their deals so far have been short term.
That's going to be done. I mean, he's like, and Verlander, a 2-year deal at $86 million. It's 2 years. I don't think it's bad. If you had Verlander for 5 years at $43 million, that's different. But 2 years, I think, is very team friendly, actually, because you're paying him a fortune. But even if it's not great, it's done soon.
I would rather the shorter term deal. Yeah. Now this is the Verlander contract. This is something that's a little bit new because of how old he is. The fact that he's going to be 40 in February. You know what I mean? Like, this is
yeah. But it's not like you're not paying a star.
Well, no. You pay a premium for a guy who just won the Cy Young and had an ERA that was 1.75. That's
right.
What you're paying for. He just won a World Series.
Right. So was he? And I heard a lot of, well, he hasn't been great in the playoffs. Oh, okay, fine. He hasn't been great in the playoffs. You know who wasn't great in the playoffs either? Aaron Judge.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. But I was surprised because even if he had a good season, like a good season, not a great season, Aaron Judge was going to get more than 30 and a half a year because he was a free agent and for everything else he brings to the table.
Yes, which is a lot.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I got, like, accosted on Twitter yesterday. Oh, you were so wrong. What an awful take, thinking the Judge was going to go to the Giants. Why is that an awful take? That's what I thought. A, I can be wrong. That does happen. B, I'm not the only one who thought Judge was going to go to the San Francisco Giants. A lot of people thought that was going to happen.
I think the Yankees thought it was probably going to happen.
Why do you think Hal Steinbrenner had to step in?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's the reason why Buster went on Get Up yesterday and said that no one's ever had more leverage than Aaron Judge. Because look at the situation he was put in. Look at the options. The amount of money, right? Giants were at 9 years, $360 million. Okay? Giants were the team he grew up loving. Talked about it yesterday, right? His yearbook, the Time Magazine article comes out. In his yearbook, he wrote, I would marry now it's his wife. I would marry her. Check that box.
Right.
And I would someday play for the San Francisco Giants. And then the other option was being the captain of the Yankees.
And it sounds like the third option was get $400 million, go to San Diego.
For another year.
Which is...
For a 10th year.
Gorgeous.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, it's a win-win for him. I mean, he goes to the Giants, Yankees lose. He goes to the Yankees, Giants lose. Like, I mean, it's like... By the end of this negotiation, if you want to call it a negotiation, but at the end of it, like, Aaron Judge could not lose. Because he was going to get one of the two things he wanted most in the world. He was going to get one of them.
Right. And he's going to get $360 plus million dollars and either play in New York, where I'm sure he loves it, and he's going to be the captain and the face of the franchise for the next 10 years. The Giants, his childhood team and where he grew up, or the Padres get $400 million and play in San Diego on a team that's built to win. You could argue is better than the Yankees right now. So those are your three options. There was no losing choice.
No, they always say, right? Like the only way to negotiate is, like, the only way to have actual leverage is if you're willing to walk away. If the person knows that you're willing to walk away. And when you have 9 years, 360 sitting in your back pocket for your childhood team, just sit. I'd love to be a Yankee, but if you can't get to 9 years, then I'm going to be in San Francisco.
He won. And I don't know why people are so bothered. I guess it's because they're the Yankees and they're always in control. They were so upset with Buster Olney as the Yankees surrendered. They had to, and they did, and good for them. Admitting their mistake and realizing we have to do almost whatever it takes to keep this guy.
But isn't this what we kept hearing from Yankees fans, though? I heard this a bunch yesterday, too. It's the Yankees. If they decide this is a player that we want, we will not be outbid. We will get the guy that we want.
Well, they were outbid, though.
Well, no. Yes, but I'm saying, like, it's when push comes to shove, they wanted Gerrit Cole. They got Gerrit Cole. Like, that's supposed to be... That's like the Yankees brand. We want something with a big bad bullies with a pinstripe.
We're the last stop on the subway.
Yeah,
you're gonna go do your dealings with other teams, and then we'll get to business, and you'll wind up playing for us.
Yep,
is what it's always been. Here's Buster ESPN Radio yesterday. Could this Judge money and signing affect future Yankees spending?
I don't think you're going to see the Yankees be hyper aggressive in terms of spending, because think about it. With Judge, Stanton, and Gerrit Cole now under contract for a combined $105, $110 million, they're not going to be a ton of flexibility unless Hal Steinbrenner is willing to eat all the penalties for going over the luxury tax. And he's demonstrated he's not really into that so much.
So I guess the question is, the two guys that are hot-button issues are Carlos Rodon and Carlos Correa. Do the Yankees land either of those guys, or does it look similar to what it is now?
Steph, I don't think it's Correa. There's no chance it's Correa. Now, especially looking at where the shortstop market is. I mean, both of those guys got, Turner and Bogarts both got 11-year deals.
Right.
So you're talking about another long-term commitment. I don't see that. I mean, they could use Rodon. I mean, that would be the guy, but he's going to get a ton of money. I mean, he's going to be up over 30.
He's going to get six for 180-ish.
Yeah, I don't know We already know Steve Cohen's willing to do it, because he's already in that Steve Cohen. Like, he's already blown by the tax with the Quintana signing.
I love that signing, by the way.
But, okay, do you understand that Steve Cohen is paying Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Francisco Lindor almost $121 million, which is more money that 10 teams spent on their entire teams last season?
You think baseball has a problem?
I don't think Steve Cohen. Baseball has a problem.
Well, I don't
Steve
think he Cohen cares. Why would he care?
He doesn't.
I remember doing the shows like days after he took over, and you were saying like he has artwork that's worth like $40, $50, $60 million.
More than that. Yeah,
like individual pieces of artwork.
Yes.
So this doesn't have any impact on him at all.
No, it doesn't. And that's the beauty of having him as your owner. The only concern was that, you know, in order to be voted into the good old boys club, where there's some concessions made by him. Like, listen, I'm not going to spend like a drunken sailor. I'm not going to get crazy. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
You can say whatever you want, right?
Well, you can say whatever. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend like a drunken sailor. No, don't worry about that. And then you get the team and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. And now we're sitting here barely through. I mean, we're just the start of free agency. We don't know what's happening with Nimmo. There's still a bunch that needs to be done with the bullpen and everything else. And Stevie Cohen's tax bill at the moment is $34 million.
They had a good day yesterday, though. Real, real good day yesterday. Quintana's a good addition. And the kid from the Rays, Raley, is that his last name?
Yeah, they're doing exactly what you expected them to do once DeGrom was no longer an option.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't think they're done, and I don't think he cares what the number gets to. But let's try to focus on the Yankees. Let's get to the calls. People excited. You should be. 1-800-919-3776. D'Lo on the BQE. Good morning, D'Lo.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I was thinking. First of all, I would have to sign Benintendi because you need a contact hitter to play left field for the Yankees. Second, the Yankees are trying to trade Josh Donaldson and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Those salaries combined to about 32 together. Wouldn't that be enough if they clear those salaries to bring a guy in like Carrera to play third base?
They just signed IKF.
Yeah, but I think it's an arbitration that they can trade him or Gleyber, but they both make $7.5 million.
Well,
you know, they said
makes...
that there's some teams that would be interested in him.
IKF doesn't make $7.5 million. He makes $6 million. I think they're probably
up over 30.
if they could trade Glaber, I'm sure they would probably trade Glaber. They'd love to get rid of Donaldson.
But how love to get rid of Hicks. Unless you attach something to it, how in the world are you getting rid of Donaldson?
Attaching something to it.
Right,
I mean, right now, when you look at, because, I mean, you just heard Buster talking about the competitive tax, right? And that Hal has no real interest in paying, you know, getting up into those higher echelons of the competitive tax, where Steve Cohen is right now. Like, Josh Donaldson's it's $25 million that goes against that tax. 25. Aaron Hicks is 10. So right there, you got two players that that the Yankees fans are all set with. It's $35 million against your tax threshold.
The Donaldson one is just, it's egregious.
It's gross.
It's awful. I mean, and the thing about it is, this isn't even Monday morning quarterback where I look at Donaldson like, boy, that's a bad deal now. When they brought him in, it's like, oh, you've heard he's not a great guy, and you're paying him how much money, and he's what age? How does that make sense? And that
you heard why they did it at the beginning of the season, what all the Yankees are talking about. What did they need? What was that missing element?
Fire in the clubhouse?
No, we needed more FU to our game.
Oh, God.
That's what they said.
And now now the only way you get rid of him is if you attach something to him to make him more attractive.
They would love to get rid of him, I would imagine.
Good luck with that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I don't know if you saw these tweets yesterday. 8:04 and later, once Judge returned, the signing was official, or it was made public that he was going to re-sign. You guys are idiots. How could you have this opinion that he was going to leave?
Who the hell are you?
You want to hear what Jeff Passan had to say on Get Up yesterday morning? He said the Yankees weren't confident the Judge was going to come back to them.
There was not a lot of confidence from the New York Yankees until the wee hours of the night when I think they realized we're going to lose the American League MVP. We're going to lose the American League home run king unless we step up to the plate and act like George Steinbrenner would have by throwing money around. And this sum is enormous. It's monumental, but it's warranted. When Aaron Judge turned down that $213.5 million extension last year, he did so betting on himself, and that bet made him almost $150 million.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I think if it was up to just Brian Cashman,
Judge would be gone.
Yeah, he would be gone. Like the fact that Hal Steinbrenner had to step in late and say, "What do you want? Tell me what you want." And he said, "I want to be a Yankee, but I need that extra year." And Hal said, done.
Isn't it amazing? Who is it Andrew Brandt that always says deadlines spur actions?
Deadlines make deals, man.
Right?
Well, because it finally starts to hit you. Like I'm sure he reacted the same way everyone reacted to that Heyman report. It's easy to say you're okay with something until all of a sudden it happens or it's close to happening. And then you have the moment where it's like the way he just described it. Like, you read that, it's not real until all of a sudden it's real, or about to be real.
Until it's written, until it's discussed, until it's actually in the process of happening.
Yeah, and it's like, if you're Hal Steinbrenner, you're like, so, let me get this right. We're going to lose the best player in baseball, the MVP, our captain.
Over what?
Over an extra year at this point, in $40 million.
Right. And I DM'd with Buster yesterday. I said, how much do you think he brought to the Yankees last year? And he said, well over $100 million.
Yeah.
Well over $100 million.
So, listen, both sides got what they wanted. Now, did you have to overpay for it a little? Yeah, you did. But that's what happens in free agency. That's what happens when you let it get to free agency.
Whatever. Who cares? I mean, really, who cares? And I heard someone, oh, do you know how bad of a deal this is going to be in 8 years? Who cares?
Yeah, but, I mean, you never know. I mean, if Shohei Ohtani all of a sudden resets the market at $50 million a year.
You might look at Judge making $40 million and be like, hey, you know, that's not so bad.
You know when you sign these long-term deals, you got to take advantage of the front end of the deal. And right now, the way that they have their deals with Gerrit Cole and Stanton and LeMahieu, like they're trying to win right now.
They need to win now. Yes. Now.
You also have to have young players now step up. Same thing with the Mets.
Well, they have the young players. Now they just have to step up. The Perrazzas, right? I mean, the Anthony Volpes of the world.
Cabrera.
Yeah. Now they have to step up.
But that's important, though. Like, if Like, the Mets are already showing you right now that if they're going to go through the tax, they're going to blow right through it. They don't even care. Like, it's not, because, I mean, they're still talking about signing Nimmo. Like, they're going to blow right through it. That's fine. Steve Cohen's good with it. If Hal's not good with that, when you have so much money allocated to a couple players, like, you have to have young, cheap guys step up and play big roles. Like, they have to give, like, the Astros gave Jeremy Peña a chance to actually play.
Correct.
Like, they have to be willing to do that.
And you need those guys to produce.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
If you're going to, that's what happens in the caps. And now, baseball doesn't have a cap, but if you're going to use the competitive tax as a soft cap, then that's, yeah, that's important.
Right? I mean, you need to give those guys a long leash, and that's what they did all year with Jeremy Peña. You're our shortstop. You're our guy. We have, and he was not great all year. He got better as the year went on. But they, you know, Anthony Volpe, you're our shortstop. Nothing's going to get in the way. If you're great, great. If you're bad, you know what? You're still our shortstop, and nothing's going to change from that. At some point,
Peraza,
Yankees are going to have to go there.
Yeah, or if you know, it's Peraza that's ready and Volpe's not. Like, I mean, and here's the thing. IKF makes $6 million. He's a gold glove third baseman. If I could find a way to move that 25 mil with Donaldson and have a guy making six. Yeah, if I got a making six that's won a gold glove there, I mean.
I just don't know how you move that.
Oh, you're going to have to attach something to it.
Something attractive to it.
Listen, of course. Would you like, unless there's another team in need of some FU in the locker room.
Yes. Can't you bring in FU without spending $25 million on it? Is that the current rate of FU?
Would you like a breakdown of the Aaron Judge contract?
Sure, I'd like that.
Would you like to know how much he makes per week?
Oh, this is just going to upset me.
This is per week.
Per week. Now, how does this get broken down? Does he get paid? You'll know this. Do you get paid 52 weeks, or do you only get paid for the baseball season?
It's usually just the season. I get paid just the season. And then
except for you now. You just get the stipend.
No, I don't. I get paid like everyone else gets paid.
So you get a weekly paycheck still during the season?
Every two weeks.
Oh, my God.
That's how you get paid. Okay, so per week.
I want to be you.
You want to swap? Have you seen that commercial yet? Where they're playing the game, the two couples. She's like, you want to switch? And the one's like, yeah, so what is it going to be, a casual thing? She's like,
right,
cards. And the husband's like, I don't like this game.
It's funny. No, I don't think I want to swap. I would just like to get your paycheck every 2 weeks.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
I'll swap that with you.
I was listening to Cam Newton talk about that. He was on a podcast talking about how much he was getting paid. Because, I mean, those paychecks, when you're making that kind of money, like, can you imagine what a $40 million a year paycheck is going to look like?
No.
How much you're clearing after taxes?
It's got to be beautiful. All right, so give me the Judge breakdown.
All right, so Aaron Judge per week is making $770,000.
Oof.
He's making $110,000 per day, $4,600 per hour, and $76 per minute.
$76 a minute, huh?
A minute.
Good for him.
Great for him.
Good for him. Listen, this guy earns everything he gets.
Everything he gets. Here's the thing, though. I think the only concern from Yankees fans, because they're all happy now, and they deserve to be happy, because I don't care who texts you or tweets you, it was touch and go. Every Yankees buddy of mine was devastated when they thought that report was true. And I'm sure that was the wake-up call the Yankees needed. Like, you heard Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone's the manager, supposed to be close with Aaron Judge. And when they asked him, he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't feel
Nobody
great
knew.
About this. Only Aaron Judge knew. And
if the owner had to get on the phone with the player in the 11th hour, what does that tell you? This was on the verge of him leaving the Yankees. If
How
you don't
smart
see that,
it,
then
though?
I give up.
Okay, but he doesn't, like, he's not represented by Scott Boras. Aaron Judge is his agent's biggest client. If I was a player, I would pick up the phone and call that agent right now. The way that he orchestrated this whole thing, the fact that Aaron Judge decided, you know what, I'm going to stop in San Diego on my way to...
It was genius.
Just so everyone can see me meeting with the Giants and the Padres, just so it sinks in.
Well, Buster said there's a lot of people in the baseball industry that think that the whole Time article was kind of dropped by the Judge side of things in the 11th hour.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you agree to do that article, and that's an awesome honor, but you tell them, listen, I will do it.
There's a couple things I want in there, though.
This is when we want this thing to
It
worked out. It could not have worked out more perfectly.
You know the way the Niners used to script like their first 15 plays of the game?
Oh, yeah.
This is what the Judge camp did. They scripted it, and it worked out. Let's go to Julio in Dick Sales. Hi, Julio. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, Rick, RJ, Raymond, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Julio.
Honestly, I'm happy Judge is back. That's great. But, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but there's a lot of work to do. And I don't know why everyone – I understand why everyone's so happy, but it's the same team. And it was the same team that could not, as Rick famously says, couldn't dance with the Astros. Now, if you look at the Phillies, Braves, Padres, everyone is dealing with their dead weight, getting in new players. What are we going to do with Hicks, Donaldson, IKF, Gleyber Torres? I don't understand. And the super magic trick of Volpe, which no one has ever seen him. I don't understand what we're going to do. And I'm going to leave you with this, and it might be what Rick says. If they can find the chemistry to work together and pull this thing out, then there's something. But if not, and you don't move any of these players, I mean, I'm happy we have Judge, but it's going to be the same year. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Julio. I mean, listen, it might be. Here's my question right now. Are they better than the Astros?
No. You just brought Judge back. I mean, the Astros have their team, plus they just added Jose Abreu.
Right. Now they lost Verlander, which is a big loss.
Yeah, but they've also, in the past lost Gerrit Cole, too.
Right. Think about that now. They've lost, arguably two of the top, five pitchers in all of baseball?
And Carlos Correa.
And an elite shortstop, and you still look at them and say to yourself, that's the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
They do exactly what you're supposed to do. And I get it. In a sport that is the only sport without a salary cap, it's not a necessity if you're willing to spend whatever it takes. But if you're a team, and now Hal seems like that he's all set. You heard Jeff Passan say it, that doesn't want to get crazy like Steve Cohen's going to get crazy. You have to be able to develop players and then have those players step up and be a big part of your team to ease the blow of having to pay someone $40 million a year and then Gerrit Cole $36 million a year. Like, that's an important piece to this thing, and the Yankees haven't done a great job with that.
No, they have not. Your best friend, Michael Kay, you're familiar with his work, right?
I'd kiss his face. All of it.
Anyway, he was on, ironically, the Michael Kay show yesterday.
And he gave up yesterday, too.
Well, he was all over the place.
I know.
He was, which must have made you a happy guy.
Oh, I paused the television.
Is he your favorite person?
In the world?
In the world.
Favorite person in the world.
He's on your Mount Rushmore favorite people in the world.
Yeah, non-family member?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. So outside of your probably only immediate family, it's Michael Kay.
Well, it's Pete Such, but I consider them family.
Michael Kay's
a Mount Rushmore guy. You're working your way there, I'm telling you. You keep answering the phone, and we have these kind of nice off-air talks. You'll be right there.
So I'm moving right up the ladder.
Right up the ladder.
So it's fair to say, though, a man that you don't even work with directly is at a higher level than the guy you work in the middle of the night, early morning with every single day?
At the moment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you're mean to me and you say nasty things.
Who's the cat now?
Yeah, you belittle me.
I belittle you? Have you heard the way you talk to me?
No, but here's the thing, though. You know I need to be babied. You know this.
it's the first time I've actually heard you say you need to be babied.
You understand it. Sherry
hit some
it.
Cardio, you fatty.
Everyone knows it. And yet you refuse to baby me.
That's right.
You need to be pushed. And I know that.
Because you know what? You're better than being babied.
Well, no. Sometimes I need a pat on the butt. Hey, good job, bud. Sometimes
I received a text recently.
You understand. Quickly. Just so you know. Yeah. Like
again, just run right by what I'm saying. But
no,
go
ahead. Because I'm trying to make a point here. My previous profession, you understand how the zest for life was beaten out of me, correct?
Save DiPietro!
Yes. Like all the confidence that I had accumulated as a child up through high school,
all
the U.S.
gone.
Program, college, gone. Gone.
Gone.
Have you seen some of the looks that I went with? I'm gone.
I'm fine of the Jesus look.
I was dead inside. Dead.
Yeah. But now you're back.
Now I'm back.
So what does that mean? So I have to baby you? If I don't baby you, now you're going to start bringing back the fat look or the Jesus look or something?
No, I just think if there's a moment where you can tell that, okay, Rick needs a little bit of...
hand-holding.
Yes.
That'll never get old.
This show is really, it's been like therapy for me is what it's been.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, we've created lifelong friendships. Now we've got a full-blown four-hour morning drive.
That's right. When you now the story goes, this is the story that Alan tells, that he like rescued you from your basement in a vat of depression. Is that accurate?
That's right.
And now look at you.
Yeah, I'm out of the house. I shave.
You're out of the house. You get up. You put on clothes. I mean, you have multiple children. I mean, things are happening for you.
Things are going in the right direction, I'd say.
Yeah. But getting back to my point, Kay's that guy. I might be moving up. Where's RJ on the list? I mean, who doesn't love RJ?
RJ has, he's clearly picked a side. And it's you and him against me and Santiago.
All right. So then where's Ray on the list?
Way up there. Yep. If he gives us a couple more stories when we need them and brings us in a little bit more, opens up the door.
Yeah. Ray, where are we with Genevieve?
Again. Why can't you just give us an update? It's so easy.
I don't understand. I'm just asking, where are we with Genevieve?
There's no update to give. You're fine. You're totally fine.
Have you talked to her on the phone at least?
Haven't needed to.
What does that mean?
What, do you have signals?
Yeah, I use smoke signals.
You know what he's telling us?
What's the Morse code? Yeah, there you go. Use that.
Are you that much of a cocksman that you can just all? You don't even need a phone call?
Excuse me,
can't say that.
No, he's talking about like you know, out on the water. I think
I'm sure there's a
never made
the
work
around the man in the back of the boat.
But we're not like, stroke. We're not doing
that guy.
I could have sworn you could say that word.
These are the things that
I thought that was like a professional term. That
you had a good streak going.
These are the things that Peter Rosenberg is talking about. Yeah, as soon as we talk about how great a job you've been doing, boom, torpedoed.
I've seen that. I've heard that.
This is why.
Yeah, in movies.
Yeah,
that's not what this is.
This is why
like porno movies.
This isn't Wedding Crashers.
That's right. How do I spell that, RJ?
Maybe we need to.
You don't.
Yeah. What happens two scenes later or so in that movie when they're discussing the word that no one heard? Now there's a lot of nudity. And also, things you cannot do.
That was our introduction to
Bradley Cooper. That movie.
You talked about having the confidence beaten out of you. You may need it again.
Wow.
If you start doing that.
That might be it, though. I just got to get it out of my system, though.
Let's not bury the lead. What's going on with Genevieve?
I don't need to tell you anything. There's
Why?
Nothing I need to tell you.
Has there been contact? Verbal?
Again, I do not
anything.
Need to go into this with you.
But why?
I've been over this.
He likes
but
her.
Here,
he
I know what
here's
the thing.
This with you. I've this been over
not,
this with you.
This is not a shot at me or a shot at Rick or a shot at RJ. You're giving the middle finger to the listeners, to the fans of the show who want to know. There was a beautiful woman the night we went out for our big dinner, and you procured her number, and now you won't tell anybody what's happened? Why not?
Listen, I don't see it that way, but if the listener wants to take it that way, I'm not going to stop them. But I don't see it that way.
Just tell us what's going on.
I see it as you being invasive, and every time I give you a little something, you take it a step too far.
I'm curious by nature.
Yeah. Well, yes, we know this.
That's why they call them kittens.
Yes. Oh, dear.
I mean, so you still won't get off this. You're amazing. You're unbelievable.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you're Leon Phelps.
You won't share with us?
Come on, ladies, man.
Share with us.
Have you had a date?
Is that...
Have you had a date?
He's not going to say anything.
I've had plenty of dates.
Forget it.
Now you're just frustrating me.
You really are. You know, you're like this is like dealing with my kids. It's like, stop doing this. Just give me an honest answer.
Okay, I can stop doing this. You can stop asking. It's very simple.
I want answers from them. I want an answer from you. What is going on with Genevieve?
I've told you what I've needed to say.
Oh, you said nothing.
Exactly.
You said nothing.
Exactly.
How is this okay?
Well, why is it okay for me to tell you guys stories?
Oh, I share.
He shares. RJ shares. You, nothing.
Nothing.
Because I've learned my lesson with you.
Oh, what lesson?
What? Like, there's no lesson.
There's nothing to share with you.
You know what? I know where you live now, and it's a beautiful place.
Let's give his address on air.
I think we're going to give your address on air.
Yeah.
Maybe a cell phone, too, if this continues.
Yeah, I'll look up his cell phone.
Why would you look up my cell phone?
Well, so I can give it on air.
I may take an ad out in Newsday saying that this phone number has free puppies that they're giving away.
Nobody reads Newsday.
Okay, then, fine. Then you know what Dave you want to challenge him?
Dave had a beautiful picture in Newsday.
Stop it.
They can't even get a proper picture of Dave Rothenberg.
I can't believe the only picture. Well, it's not like the picture they used of Rick is great either.
No, it's awful.
That was the Post. It was completely
terrible.
Different people.
Still.
It was me
right
and
out
Alan,
of the wilderness.
It wasn't even me and Dave. I mean, how's that?
I don't know if you know, they're not doing too great either.
Who's not?
The Post.
No. I don't think newspapers
are. Yeah, but how do you look at that? What's the article about? Oh, it's about Rick DiPietro and Dave Rothenberg. Oh, we have a picture? Yeah, of Rick and Alan Hahn.
I mean, listen, technically things were changing for Alan, too, so I guess it kind of works.
Oh, stop it. Then where's Bart?
Where is Bart?
Where is Bart? Where is the power hour would be my question. The power hour.
You're an idiot.
You know what? Now, Ray, you've given us no information, and you've eaten so much time that we didn't even get to hear from Rick's favorite person, Michael Kay.
You've destroyed the 5 o'clock.
I hope you're happy with yourself.
Nobody asked you to go in that direction. I certainly didn't.
I hope you're happy with yourself.
I'm very happy.
You wonder why you can't get the warmth of a woman. I think right here in the last 10 minutes, we've just established
it. Listen, the truth is you'll never know.
Well, you know what? Maybe I don't care anymore. Maybe you've lost your window.
I'm done. Listen, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Nobody cares. And you know what? Honestly, I hope you lose the football picks. I know you won't because you're running away with it. I hope you, because I'll dress you up as a woman.
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
Rick, do you want help with your picks so that you don't finish in last?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, look, no, now he's going to give you charity.
No, I'm the charity kid. That's nice.
Now he's UNICEF for you.
Listen, I don't care about it at this point. I feel pretty secure in my position with it. But if you want to play that game, Dave, we can. We can.
Oh, I hope you fall apart. Oh, nothing would make me happier. I swear to you, when the Cowboys eventually lose, and they will lose, oh, it's gonna be a day on this show like you've never heard.
It's literally all you've had for a decade, so.
Yeah, but we're back now. 1-800-919-3776. How about this? You want a hot take? You want a red hot scalding off the griddle take?
A hot sheet take?
Yes, please, please.
The Giants win a Super Bowl before the Cowboys.
Why didn't you save it? Why would you tell it?
No, because I wanted. There I would. Boom.
There.
I want everyone to hear it.
So we can put that one right alongside this one, right?
I'm taking the Giants to win the NFC East.
Right alongside that one.
This is a long term hot take, and now it's out there for everyone to roll around in.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.